Several events that some say will shape the future of New York's capital city took place in various locations across Albany on Monday night. Social and quality of life issues were front and center. At City Hall, 11th Ward Councilmember Judd Crasher introduced legislation that would repeal Albany's new trash fee, which has been met with widespread opposition from landlords and tenants, many who regard the $180 a year fee as a tax.
I am very serious about getting this legislation passed, repealing this fee, and making sure it never comes back. I think the fee discriminates against renters and will be felt particularly hard, and we're already hearing this, on low-income families.
Crasher is confident he can muster the votes needed to banish the fee. Another group of taxpayers packed Martell's restaurant off Upper New Scotland Avenue for the second of two community forums held in hopes of convincing the community to fast-track the scaled-back project to rebuild Albany High School. Essentially, it was the same presentation given January 15th at the high school when Marguerite Vanden Weingard was still City School District of Albany superintendent. But while district officials outnumbered spectators at the first gathering, the large crowd at Martell's was more vocal. Several people lined up to speak during a public comment period. The crowd demanded a better graduation rate and more accountability from officials. Speaker after speaker scolded the Board of Education for allowing the high to fall into serious disrepair and complained their taxes are already too high. Albany resident John Bonanno works as a part-time assessor. He spoke about the high number of houses going up for sale throughout the city, saying homeowners are being driven out.
I have every year, I have seniors come into me that are on Social Security. They're earning less than $12,000, $15,000 a year. They've got to pay their mortgage, they got to buy medicine, they have to buy food, and they come to me with tears in their eyes saying they can't afford to pay their property tax. And I have to say to them, I can't help you.
Taxpayers already facing possible rate hikes groaned as one official conceded that soon the city will need more cash to build a new middle school. One audience member interjected there is a disconnect between the board and the taxpaying public. The crowd blasted the board for sidelining Vanden Weingard while continuing to pay her six-figure salary and hiring a consultant to work with the acting superintendent. While the forum didn't resolve anything, it did allow folks to vent. Everyone agreed turnout will play a key role in the February 9 vote to fund the rebuilding plan. Groups including the Albany branch of the NAACP insist a new school is needed. They met Tuesday morning near the high school. Black History Month got off to a rocky start at the UAlbany campus, where hundreds rallied in support of three young black women who say they were attacked by a dozen white students on a CDTA bus in the wee hours of Saturday. One of the three, Aisha Burwell, a junior from Long Island and student manager of the women's basketball team, addressed the crowd at Monday night's UAlbany rally in audio recorded by News Channel 13.
My friends Ariel and Alexis and I have experienced something that no one should ever have to experience in their life.
A sophomore spoke with UAlbany broadcast journalism students.
The scary thing is, like, as an African-American, your parents raise you telling you, you know, you need to be aware of certain things, be aware that all people are always not as welcoming as others. And it's just, you hope for the best and you hope things don't happen like this. But, yeah, you can't stop everyone.
Burwell gave her account of the incident on social media within minutes after it happened, triggering a chain of events that included a response from UAlbany President Robert Jones, campus police, and the Albany Black Lives Matter affiliate.
We are proud of who we are. Black women.
Police are reviewing the video that captured the bus brawl, but so far have not shared it. Regardless of the outcome, students say they share the pain.
I don't understand why people would even, like, think about trying to harm, like, another person, especially if they're in class with them every single day.
Yeah, I'm transgender. I face oppressions of my own, but obviously not the same oppressions.
Yeah.
I stand with anybody who experiences this oppression, whether it be, you know, racial, class, gender, sex.
The rally at the Small Fountain preceded the college's annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, which featured keynote speaker, memoirist, and civil rights advocate Carlotta Walls-Lanier. Meanwhile, the city's newly formed Black Lives Matter chapter discussed the UAlbany incident at a previously scheduled town hall-style meeting held at the Punta Cana Bar and Lounge. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.